T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Cardinals hosting their 11th annual toy drive today. It's actually underway right now. Joining us on the Quiver River guest line is Michael Hall, Vice President of Community Relations and Executive Director of Cardinals Care. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Well, you've been out there since 7 o'clock this morning. How is turnout so far? People helping out with toys?
Yeah, it's been great so far. We've had quite a few fans that have pulled up throughout the morning and been donating several toys. It's been a lot of fun, and we really appreciate the fan support and everybody showing up.
Exactly what would you like fans who want to get in line and want to go to the store, what would you like them to bring?
Yeah, so we're asking for fans to bring a new unwrapped toy for kids of all ages, really, up to 17, 18 years old. And they can drop them off here at the ballpark off of Clark Street at our Gate 4. And when they do that, they will also receive a little something from us. They'll get a hot chocolate and a souvenir Cardinal mug, and as well as while supplies last, we're giving out Marty passes, which are good for 2 tickets in the 2023 season.
So who are these toys going to when we get to Christmas time?
Yeah, so we have some partner organizations that the toys will go to: the American Red Cross, Angels Arms, Annie Malone, Mary Grove, and Southside Early Childhood Center. And so, all the toys we kind of distribute or separate, if you will, once we collect them all and distribute them evenly amongst our partner organizations, and then they distribute to the kids that they support.
Michael, let me be clear. It doesn't matter what this collectible mug looks like at all, and nor what kind of hot chocolate you're giving, but I am curious, what does the souvenir mug look like?
It's a thermal mug. It's white, and it's got a Cardinal logo on it, branded Cardinals. And it's a nice little souvenir. A lot of people like it. In fact, a lot of people that have pulled up are repeat fans or repeat donators from years past. And quite a few people were like, "Hey, we love to do this. We love to get this hot chocolate and this mug each year." So I think fans like it.
Michael, what are you hearing from these partner organizations about what the need is this year from families just to have something under the tree?
Yeah, each year, unfortunately, there are children in our community that may not get to enjoy Christmas as we would like to think all kids get a chance to. And so what we try to do is provide opportunity for some of those kids, and through our front office, who are volunteering and donating gifts and gift cards as well to this effort, we encourage fans to participate as well, because there are a lot of kids out there that are struggling, or a lot of families that are struggling, and we just want to try to help provide a nice Christmas for as many children as possible.
Well, and it certainly feels good to give, for sure. For those who are hearing about this for the first time right now on KMOX, how long will it be out there, and how will fans, can they only donate where you are right now?
Great questions. We will be here until 2 p.m. this afternoon here at Busch Stadium off Clark Street at Gate 4. You can donate a new toy, unwrapped, please, as well as or a gift card if you choose. And if you're unable to come by the ballpark, or you're listening and you're not in the St. Louis area, you can make a tax-deductible donation at cardinals.com/gift drive.
And we do need to mention that tickets are on sale for the annual winter warm-up. Tell us a little bit about next year's event.
Yeah, so winter warm-up is going to be it's same event, just in a different venue. We will have it here at Busch Stadium as well as Ballpark Village on our campus, if you will. So somewhat of a reimagined event, still incorporating our players and our coaching staff and front office executives, as we have in the past, with a lot of family-friendly activities and things of that nature. So similar activities that happen at the winter warm-up, just in a new venue here at the ballpark and at Ballpark Village. So we're really excited about the new event in 2023.
My husband and I were on our way to an event and drove past the stadium in the evening, and it was lit up, and it looked so beautiful always, whether fans are in it or not. And I was thinking in that moment, I wonder what the staff is doing in the off season. We know what the players do in the off season. What does the staff do in the off season? And is the stadium clean from top to bottom?
Yeah, so we try to keep the stadium as clean as we can. You know, the off season, inside the stadium, it's a little different, obviously, without the traffic that we would normally have in the summer. But the off season's really busy for the staff, because that's when we're preparing for the upcoming season. You know, ticket packages have already gone on sale, as a lot of fans probably know, and a lot of our marketing team's working really hard for our promotional items and things of that nature. From our perspective, from a community and Cardinals Care standpoint, we're working on warm-up, which is what I like to say is the kickoff to the baseball season for us and for the organization. And then, you know, obviously leading into the summer and preparing for our give back from a Cardinals Care standpoint and supporting our Redbird Rookies program.
Well, hopefully we have sent some traffic to the stadium today. Folks, you can help out at the 11th annual holiday gift drive by dropping off a new unwrapped toy or gift card at gate 4 of Busch Stadium until 2:00 this afternoon. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thanks for the support.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.